Bonjour, je suis BJ Fox, and welcome to a brand new episode of Gaishke Urawaza Eigo. And next to me is, as always, Ishii Terumi.
どうも、石井テルミです。外資系裏技、フランス語ならぬ外資系裏技、英語にようこそ。今週もよろしくお願いいたします。So, you speak French, BJ?
No, no. But I do think I can communicate well. I can fake it till I make it quite well.
Fake it ってこういう時にも使うわけね。そういうフェイクフランス語を喋るのが上手なんだ、BJ は。
I think so. I did study for 6 years in school.
I studied actually for like 1 or 2 years at l'université.
L'université?
Université.
De Tokyo.
Mais j'ai oublié.
But you've forgotten.
Yeah.
Oui. In the last episode, or in the special teaser episode on April Fools, we pretended to change to Gaishke Urawaza Furansugo. I'm very sorry for that prank.
はい、私たちは外資系裏技英語を始めますというようなね、エイプリルフールジョークエピソードをお届けしてしまいましてすいませんでした。
And in this episode, we're going to introduce some tricks to convincingly speak French. And while that may sound very stupid, there is a little bit of meaning behind it.
はい、今回のエピソードでは、フランス語っぽく言うコツをお届けします。これがね、私もね、これなんでこんなことするのかよくわからないんですけれども、ちゃんとね、意味があるとのことで、お楽しみに。So, BJ, なんでフランス語喋れるふりをしたいの? Why would you want to pretend to speak French?
C'est une bonne question.
That's a good question.
Now, you see...You see, it's simple. Why would you want to pretend to speak French? Well, maybe to make people laugh. I've done it on stage before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've even impressed a client. I've even impressed a girl with my French.
C'est vrai?
Vraiment.
Wow. だからフランス語喋れるふりをするってのは、まあ、スタンドアップのジョークとかでは、まあ、ちょっと人を笑わすことができるんだ。Wow. I see.
And also, like, I've been to France a couple of times, and, you know, practicing the accent does help. And, you know, I studied French from 11 to 16.
Wow, that's quite a long time.
I know, but I didn't study as hard.
Okay, so you speak a little bit. More than a little bit. So you can. And pretend a little.
Un petit peu. And actually, last year, I went to France with my mom and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they both actually thought I spoke French.
お母さんと弟さんと去年フランスにいた時に、お二人はご家族は BJ がフランス語を喋っているんだと思ってたんだ。
Yeah, I just became the communication 担当。
現地のフランス人の方とフランス語で喋ったんだけども、
Yeah, I didn't really.
ちょっとでも、You didn't really ってことじゃないでしょ。
No, but I could communicate. It's amazing.
Then you were speaking French, right?
I guess so. I don't know. It went really well.
Pretending 上手なんだ。
But you studied French in
actually,
l'Université de Tokyo.
Université de Tokyo et École de Lisbonne.
You went to Portugal?
Portugal?
Lisbon.
No, Lisbon.Blonde. Oh. Lis blonde means white lily.
White lily. Okay.
That's a French name of my high school.
Oh, really?
École de Lis blonde? そう、白百合っていう高校はフランス人のシスターが作った高校で。
そうなんだ。
フランス語が第一選択者の人もいるぐらい。だから中学校3年生の時に、only one year for like 1 hour per week,、
yeah.
there was like a French lesson.
You went to a convent school.
Sister, Catholic. Catholic school.
Really?
Yeah.
So did I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in London, yeah.
Oh, なるほど。So you prayed, like, you know、yeah. the Lord's prayer.
Love them. I love the prayers.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Oh, really?
And I also memorized the version in French. Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. Amen.Notre Père qui est aux cieux, que ton nom soit sanctifié, que ton règne vienne. You know that, right?
Not in French.
Oh, not in French?
Just in English and Latin.
Okay. So in our school, we had to all memorize both in English and in French, even though I didn't know what it really meant. But we had to memorize a sound. Yeah.
Okay. So you will be good at putting this urawaza into practice because you've got such a rich background. Le background riche to speaking French.
Background riche って言ったけど何だろう? Anyway.
Anyway, let's look at this urawaza.
Okay.
Okay, so strictly speaking, Terumi, mm-hmm. this is a two-stage urawaza.
Two-stage urawaza, okay.
One is about speaking French, mm-hmm. and one is more of a general rule in life.
Okay. 一つ目はフランス語を話すこと。二つ目は、まあ、生活全般で、mm. 人生全般で使える urawaza です。
Because what I found, and this is talking about the general rule of life, mm-hmm. is if you can do a little bit more than other people, mm-hmm. everyone is really, really impressed.
うん、人生でなんかちょっとのことがちょっとだけできるだけで、あ、この人できるんだって思われることがあるよね。
Like if you can dance really well for let's say 10 seconds,
yeah,
everyone is really really impressed.
まあ10秒人前で踊るだけのね、that nerve is already great. だからちょっと10秒踊るだけでも、あ、もう踊れる人なのかもと思われる可能性はありますよ。
You know, if you can play one.Introduction to one song on the piano,、mm-hmm. everyone will think, oh, that person plays the piano.、
うん、ちょっとイントロを弾くだけでも、あ、この人ピアノ弾けるんだって周りは思うよね。Mm.
So ask me if I speak French.
Hey BJ, can you speak French?
Umpa. You don't really believe me, do you?
Well, well, umpu is a very famous word, actually. Even I knew it.
Okay, ask me again.
Okay, BJ, do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Oh, 長くなった。
Yeah, so it's gone from like 少し to ほんの少し。So it's a little, but still, I think a lot of people know the phrase un petit peu.
そうね、un petit peu もちょっと有名だよね。
Okay, now ask me one more time.
Okay, BJ, do you speak French?
Je peux un petit peu français, j'ai étudié l'école.
Wow, you sound like you speak French.
It's just adding those few extra words, that extra detail that not everyone else would think of makes it sound very real.
ちょっと他の人が知らないかもしれないことを少し加えるだけで、もうさもさべ、ペラペラの人かのように聞こえますよね。
Like in Japanese, often, you know, I'll be asked, do I speak Japanese?
日本語話せますか?
I could say...少しis normal. 少し話せます is a bit normal. ほんの少し If I said, ほんの少し現在勉強中です。
Oh.
It just...
Yeah, it sounds a lot more like you can speak Japanese.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about my first job after I finished being an English teacher in Japan?
Mm-hmm.Oh, you were teaching English in Japan?
I was on a working holiday.
Uh-huh, okay.
So 2 years, did 2 years in Hamamatsu.
Oh, Hamamatsu. Hamamatsu にいたの? Shizuoka に? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that you are good friends with the mayor.
Oh, yeah, good friends with the mayor.
yeah.
And then I went back to London, uh-huh. and I went for a job in Pokemon.
Ah, Pokemon の仕事してたんだ、ロンドンで。Yeah.
So I was like, 新卒, essentially 新卒. Mm-hmm,
新卒で。
Went for an interview,
ああ、そっか、日本にいたからポケモンの会社っていうのもあるの?
A little bit connected to Japan, but also I just like video games.
Okay.
And when I went to the interview,、mm-hmm. one of the questions was, what's your favorite Pokemon?
What's your favorite Pokemon? って聞かれたの?
Yeah.、
And?
And I said, Pudding.
Who?
Jigglypuff, Pudding.
Pudding.、
Who's a little pink Pokemon.
Okay.
And why that's interesting is because after I got the job,、uh-huh.And I said, oh, thank you very much. Glad you chose me. The boss said, well, one of the reasons we liked you was out of the 30 people we interviewed,、uh-huh. you were the only person who didn't say
Pikachu. なるほどね。面接でピカチュウと答えなかったのは30人中 BJ だけだったんだ。
Yeah.
So everyone else said Pikachu. Pikachu. That's too normal.
And he thought, oh,This person knows a lot about Pokemon.
そうね。この人知ってるなってなるなる。Yeah, I can imagine
and
that.
And I didn't. I only knew Pudin because I played another game called, do you know Smash Brothers? Sumabura?
あ、私あんまね、ゲーム詳しくないん
だよね。It's like a kakutogi fighting game with all the Pokemon characters. So I didn't even know, but just that little extra detail impressed the boss.
そうね、そんなめちゃくちゃ全部に詳しくなくても、まあ、ちょっとしたすごいマニアックなことを知ってるだけで、あ、この人詳しいんだなっていう印象を相手に与えることは、まあ、よくあるよね。
Yeah, so sometimes the goal isn't to be the best. The goal is just to be a little bit better than everyone else.
Okay.
And that's enough.
うん、なんかそんなにめちゃくちゃできなくても、なんか人とちょっと違う、人よりもちょっとできる。
Okay, now on to the second part of this urawaza. And this is the more complicated and potentially the more stupid bit.
より複雑でよりアホだと。なんでやるのじゃ。Then why are we doing this?
Well, I just discovered that it is possible when I'm on stage to speak French and have a conversation in French, even if you don't speak French.
Huh, stage 上での話?
Not just in general.
Uh-huh. フランス語を喋るのね。Are you talking about you actually speaking French or are you pretending? はいはいはい。フランス語喋れるふりをするっていうのが、これリスナーさんにもね、役に立つのかどうかわかりませんけれども、yeah. まあやってみましょう。
Okay, so the first part、
oui?
is when you want to speak French, instead of going、oui. or go,
oui.
And when you speak, choose as many words as possible that end in the letters T-I-O-N.
ほう、言葉の選ぶときに T-I-O-N。なんとかしよん、
yeah.
station とか。
So it's not, yeah, so it's not station, it's station.
Station, information.
Question.
Question. そうね、テレビジオンとかね。あ、テレビジョンは S-I-O-N だけども、フランス語はそうやって発音するよね。
And the third stage、mm-hmm. is to try your best to use the Latin version of English words.
英語話すときもラテンバージョンの言葉を選ぶことが大切。ほう。What do you mean?、
Okay, I'll give you an example. You know in Japanese,
okay,
there's a lot of words that have a Japanese version、mm-hmm. and a Chinese version.
日本語バージョンと中国語バージョンがある。まあ、
For example,、
okay.
学ぶ goes to 学習する。
はいはいはい。熟語で言うか、熟語を使わずに、まあ日本語。日本語でっていうのかな、まあね、学ぶっていうか学習するっていうか、熟語を使うかどうかね。
尋ねる、を訪問する。
訪問する。はい。
立つ、起立。
立つ、起立、立てる、建立する。はい。いろいろありますよ。
So, in English, we have the same thing. We've got English, old English versions, and Latin versions.
英語でも同じことがあって、まあ、英語バージョンなのか、Latin version。古い英語。
So, there's 古い英語。
あ、古い英語と Latin version があるんだ。うん。
And essentially, those Latin words are very close to French.
あ、Latin バージョンはフレンチバージョンに近いの。はいはい。I'm seeing what you are going to say. Okay.
So, like, for example,、uh-huh. this is getting very complicated.
Okay. そうね。
Like, you know, you can say, I live somewhere.
I live.
Mm-hmm. You could also say, I inhabit.
I inhabit.
And inhabit is originally a Latin verb.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas live, I don't know, is probably an English verb.
Yes. Okay.
And so to explain what happened, in 1066, tell me,
okay.
France, or specifically the Normans,、uh-huh. conquered England.
1066年にフランスがイギリスを支配しました。
Yes.
Yes.
And what happened was, up to then, we had, I guess what you'd call classic English or 古文 English.、うん、but then lots of French words came in.
はあ、そのタイミングでフランス語の言葉がいっぱいイギリスに入ってきたのね。
うん、
okay.
So maybe a bit like how in Japanese, you've got your basic hiragana katakana words,、うん、but more complicated words you use kanji.、
うんそうね、ひらがなだけの時代から、まあ、海外から、外国からね、漢字が入ってきたみたいな感じでね。
So,
漢字が入ってきたみたいな感じって言っちゃったけど、OK。
And in England, all the basic words were in English, but all the fancy words were in French.
はぁ、ベーシックな言葉は全部、イギリスでは英語だったけれども、fancy means おしゃれ?
おしゃれ、or 階級…
上品な、
上品
なみたいな。
Like for example,、mm-hmm. we say a cow.
Cow, yes.
In、牛. French,、mm-hmm. it's boeuf.
Boeuf? Boeuf って言うんだ。Mm.
Which is close to beef.
Uh-huh.
And it's because the poor people in England didn't eat cows.
Uh-huh.
But the rich people saw cat animals as something to eat, so it became beef.
なるほど。beef ってのはまあお金のある人が食べる食べ物で、まあそれはフランス語から入ってきた言葉からできたんだ。
Yeah. So if when you're speaking in a French accent in English and just choose these harder words like instead of live, inhabit, instead of go, embark, instead of drink, imbibe, or consume. It just sounds like you're speaking French a little bit.
そうだろ?
Okay, here's an example. On a menu, yeah? Instead of saying, usually we'd say, would you like to drink a drink?
Would you like to drink a drink?
If you said, tu consommes le beverage?
Tu consommes le beverage? Tu consommes le beverage? That's almost French itself.
It is, yeah.
You're not pretending. You're not pretending.
Is beverage a drink?
Is a beverage.
A drink in French?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't see. ああ、そうだね。そうか。そういうことね。Beverage は別にフランス語ではないもんね。だけど、it sounds French.
It sounds French. Okay. So if you just say words like consommer on le beverage, it sounds French.
Oh, it sounded like French.
Yeah.
Consommer on le beverage.
And adding sounds like wrong or tamon.
Tamon, ne?
You know, instead of saying perhaps, say...
Perhaps de mon. Oh, sounded like French.
Sounds like French.
It sounds like French. Wow.
So, I don't know when you ever use this urawaza. Now I say it out loud. I don't know the meaning of this episode. But it is possible to do it. And also, having been to France and trying this, it did kind of work most of the time.
実際に BJ フランスでこんなことやってきたの?大丈夫?
Maybe I was just going around as an ignorant racist.
Pokemon, Pokemon. Pokemon, みたいな。
じゃあ、voulez-vous embarquer de test segment? Okay, tell me.
Yes.
I'm going to say some fake French.
Fake French, come on.
And you need to guess the meaning.
どういうこと?フェイクフレンチ、偽物フランス語の意味をゲスするっていう。Yeah. Okay. 全く何をやってるのかよくわかんないけど。Okay. はい、OK。
J'ai embarquement en un voyage à l'Amérique à la première tombe.
おー、アメリカに初めて行きました。
Yes!
あ、わかるわかる。うん。OK。いや、いいね。Yeah, I understood. Yeah, made sense.
Okay. Here's another phrase.
Okay.
Je veux tout le monde, le raison,Cinéma de Korea, c'est totalement est Parasite.
Parasite の映画を、韓国の映画を見た。
Yes. So there, I just, instead of saying see, I said view and put tomon. View tomon.
View tomon っていう言葉ありそうだもんな。でもね、これを聞いてるフランス語わかる方はね、何やってるんだっていう、この人たち何やってるんだって。まあでもね、そう、あとね、私もフランス語ちょっとやってたこともあって、なんとなくね、わかっちゃうわ、これ。
Now we're going to change it. I'm going to give you a phrase in English.
Okay.
And you need to think, what could the other verbs or words be? And change it into French.
Okay.
Okay. So the phrase is, I climbed Mount Fuji with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I climbed Mount Fuji with my friends. So what could climb be?
Ascendemon.
Yes.
Ascendemon.
Ascend means to climb
yeah.
in English, but it sounds French.
Ascendemon.
And then what could friends be?
Friendsmon. It's a me, right?
That's a me, yeah. It's actually a me. What's another English word for friends?
Acquaintance?
Yeah. Okay, let's try that. Acquaintance.
Acquaintancemon.
I think, by the way, everyone, producer Ruben looks like he wants to kill himself.
そうね。これ、いやいや、プロデューサーのせいにしちゃいけないけど、これ何やってんだろうっていうね。
Okay.
ちょっとね。
So try, I climbed Mount Fuji with my friends.
Je ascendemon? Mount Fuji?
Maybe put le.
いや、そこもなんだ。Mount Fuji avec acquaintancemon.
Je ascendement le Mount Fuji à ma croissance.
.
This was an episode de nonsense.
そうね、ナンセンスエピソードでございます。ちょっとエイプリルフールスペシャルということでね。Yeah. スペシャルもん。エイプリルフールスペシャルもん。
Le spécial de April Fools. However, Demont. However, Demont.
However, Demont. Well, okay, Runa. However, Demont.
The actual Uruwaza we want you to know in terms of a concept mm-hmm. is, you know, sometimes being able to do something a little bit well.
Ah, ちょっとだけできることが
will make you look like an expert.
Hmm. ちょっとできるだけで、あ、めっちゃできるじゃんって。
And it's not just being able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being able to show that you can do it with the confidence, with the fake it till you make it confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone will believe, oh, that person is a できる人。
だからちょっと話せるだけで、まあ周りの人から、まあ話せる人に見えるし、もう fake it till you make it の通り、まああとはそれに向けて自分がもっと頑張るようにもなる。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it works like, you know, if your boss can't do Excel, for example.
ボスが Excel できないときに
And you can do pivot tables.
Pivot table ちょっと作れるだけで
Everybody will be like, wow! He's a master!
そうだよ。ピボットテーブルがすごいのであって別に使えることはあれだけどもう使えない人からしたらね、wow!
Same as like, if you're the one who can control the projector and know how to do the入力切り替え。
はいはいはい、はい、入力切り替えを。プロジェクターがね、映る映らないみたいな問題、どこにでもありますけども、まあ、ちょっと入力切り替えを押しただけで、
wow!
wow! すごいビジュ、you're an expert!、Yeah. みたいに見えるからね。
And I also feel, in terms of design, being able to use Photoshop a little bit.
うんうん、Photoshop ちょっとできるっていうのでも、いや、私から見ても、wow! ってなるもん。
Yeah, so, you know, skill up as much as you can. And in terms of English as well, if you use some of these Uruwazas that we've been teaching,People will look at you and think, wow, they're really good at English, and that can leave a very good impression at work.
Yeah, 本当にこれはそう思うんだけども、私たちがこの外資系裏技英語でお届けしてきたフレーズをちょっとさりげなく使えるだけで、周りの人は、あ、この人英語できる人だっていう風な印象を受けると思うのでね。
But anyway,、
はい、
thank you very much for the premiere est final amont. episode the first and the last
first and last もうこれはいすいませんねなんか混乱させてしまってたらねはい最初で最後のおふざけエピソードです
yeah
okay
we are very appreciative Mont very appreciative of all your support
うん yeah 皆さんのサポートに感謝いたします
yeah we'll be back with a normal show next week
はい来週はねエイプリルフールおふざけからは卒業いたしましてまた通常の真面目エピソードをお届けしますので Keep in touch!
Keep in touch! Au revoir!
Au revoir! À la semaine prochaine!
Uruwaza Francisco Francisco je ne sais pas Uruwaza Francisco Je te aime Uruwaza
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji.
今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。SNS では @裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますのでぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。星5つだと嬉しいな。そしてですね、Cambly というねネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるのでそちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.